The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll be talking about rites of the Quran. Be with us from beginning till end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. Very interesting, fascinating topic, something to learn. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. With all possible good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, he reminds us that we should not forget to make good intentions. Sayyidina Tamim bin Aus al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala is a companion of the Blessed Prophet. He brought faith in the 9th Hijri and entered in the folds of Islam. He was a great worshipper, such that one night he was unable to perform tahajjud prayer. And as expiation for this, he did not sleep for the entire year. Allahu Akbar. He would devote the whole night to worship. He would recite the whole Quran in one rakat of salah. And sometimes he would repeat the same verse until dawn. He had the honor of lighting the first oil lamp in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. It is narrated from him in the well-known book of Hadith Sahih Muslim that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ad-deen nasiha," the religion is sincere advice. Generally speaking, to give good counsel to someone is to give them nasiha. But in this hadith, the word nasiha is used in terms of Arabic, and its meaning in Arabic is to be pure or to purify. So the meaning of this hadith is religion is to be pure. The noble Sahaba Alim Ridwan asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the religion is to be pure for whom? The Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned 5 things in response to this. Number 1, lillahi, to pure for Allah Almighty. Wali kitabihi, to pure for his book. Wali rasulihi, to pure for his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wali a'immatil muslimin, to be pure for the a'imma, meaning those who rule and carry out their obligations according to the Quran and Sunnah, the muftis, ulama and awliya. Wa ammatihim, and to be pure for the general Muslim population is religion. In this hadith, Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam briefly mentioned the rights of Allah Almighty, the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet, and the rights of all Muslims. In few words, it is for this very reason that the scholars state this hadith is a summary of the whole religion. From among the above mentioned rights, our topic today is regarding the rights of the Holy Quran. Hence, the honorable scholars have mentioned 6 rights of the Holy Quran in the commentary of this hadith. And number 1 is to have belief in the Holy Quran. The first and foremost right of the Holy Quran is to believe in it. Remember, it is compulsory for all the Muslims to have belief in all the books that were revealed by Allah Almighty, and in all of the scriptures that were revealed to the prophets, alayhim salam. To deny the revelation of a single book is kufr, disbelief. However, the difference in the belief regarding all the previously revealed books, scriptures, and the Holy Quran is that it is compulsory for one to have ijmali belief in them, whereas it is compulsory to have tafsili belief in the Holy Quran. Ijmali belief is to believe the Torah, Zabur, Injil, and all scriptures that were revealed to the Prophet ﷺ by Allah Almighty is to be the truth. And all that Allah Almighty has revealed within them is true. This is what you need to believe in Ijmali belief. However, the additions and changes that people have made within them according to their desires are all false. Whereas it is compulsory to have tafsili belief in the Holy Quran, i.e. from the alif of alhamdu and seen of one nas, every sentence, every word of Quran, every letter are all revealed by Allah Almighty and are the truth. This is not even a single letter that is missing from it or has been added to it. The one who denies even one word of the Holy Quran is a disbeliever and has left the folds of Islam. The Islamic brothers, we have been favored by Allah Almighty in that He has given us a timeless book that contains a solution for every problem that will take place until the Day of Judgment. Our faith in the Holy Quran can only be complete once we act in accordance to the Holy Quran. Thus, belief in the Holy Quran demands that we make it our leader and guide at every stage of our life. And when facing any problem, we should make Quran our imam, our leader, our guide. There was a ruler of Banu Umayyah's caliphate known as Walid bin Yazid, who was extremely unruly and reckless. It is narrated in a hadith, there will be a man in my ummah named Walid who will be more rebellious than Pharaoh. Allahu Akbar. The scholars have inferred that this hadith refers to the same Walid bin Yazid. Once Walid attempted to take an omen through the Quran. Taking omens through the Quran is impermissible, as the Quran was revealed for guidance, not as a tool for taking omens. But the wicked Walid was rebellious. What concern did he have for the permissible and the impermissible? Upon taking an omen, the verse that came before him was a complete reflection of his own life. The verse that appeared to him was the 15th verse of Surah Ibrahim, where it is stated, خَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Every stubborn tyrant ended up being unsuccessful. When Walid read this verse, his authority and power went to his deluded mind, and in a fit of uncontrollable rage and arrogance, he, ma'adallah, tore the copy of the Holy Quran and threw it with utmost disrespect and said, do you admonish the stubborn and the tyrant? Yes, I am stubborn and a tyrant. When you are presented to Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment, one mentioned that Walid treated me in this manner. And he said, probably he was talking to the Quran, ma'adallah. Do you admonish the stubborn and the tyrant? Yes, I am stubborn and tyrant. When you are presented to Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment, then mention that Walid treated me in this manner. Allahu Akbar. In the books of history, it is written that only a few days after this incident, Walid bin Yazid was beheaded and his head was hung in his own palace. His uncle's son went against him and had announced that the one who brings the head of Walid would be rewarded with 1,000 dirhams, silver coins. Thus, his head was brought in front of his cousin, who then hung it in the palace for a few days and then hung it on the road. Dear respected viewers, this is the terrible end of those who do not accept the Holy Quran as their leader. And ma'adallah make fun of its verses. As Muslims, our faith requires us to believe in the Holy Quran to be our leader in every matter and to take the light of guidance from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability. Ameen. Jahin Nabil Ameen. Alhamdulillah. To have love for the Holy Quran is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had immense love for Holy Quran. Once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in home when someone told him that a man is reciting the Holy Quran in a beautiful voice. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stood up, went outside and listened to the recitation for a long time. After coming back, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was Salim, the slave of Abu Hudhaifa. All praise to Allah Almighty who has placed such a man in my ummah. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, it is said that after the passing of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, someone saw him in a dream and asked, how did Allah Almighty treat you? Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I was once a guest somewhere. And in the room that I stayed, there was a shelf that had the Holy Quran on it, but the shelf was situated in the direction of the feet. I thought to myself, I should have the Holy Quran taken outside the room. But then a thought crossed my mind, why should I send the Quran out of the room only for my own comfort? With this thought in my mind, out of respect of the Quran, I sat for the whole night, making sure I did not place my feet in its direction. It is for this reason that Allah Almighty forgave me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us unconditional love for the Holy Quran, an ability to honor, cherish it, and respectfully kiss it, and place it on our hearts and eyes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Talking about the third rite of the Quran, the third rite is mentioned as to adopt the conduct of living explained in the Holy Quran, as well as taking on the good characteristics mentioned within it and making them a part of your character. Pages of the Holy Quran, verse number 155, Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Almighty says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And this, meaning the Quran, is a blessed book which we have revealed, therefore follow it. If we learn that the most important fundamental rites of the Holy Quran is to act upon it. This entails obeying it completely and living our life in the manner it has informed us to. The Holy Quran is a book of guidance. And undoubtedly, looking at it is an act of worship. Touching it is an act of worship. Reciting it is an act of worship. But one cannot attain guidance until they act upon it. In fact, the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, how many reciters of the Holy Quran are there upon whom the Quran sends curses? Respectfulness, it is fair to say that each and every one of us has a desire for our lives to become beautiful, isn't it? Full of goodness and filled with a sense of fulfillment. If we were to look back into history and ask, who had the most beautiful life? Who had the most complete life? Who had the most excellent life? Then every Muslim would certainly respond that the best of all lives on the earth was the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live his blessed life? The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyama Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, beautifully captured this in three words. Kana khulquhu al-Qur'an. The character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an. So we should also adopt good character. Our akhlaq must be good according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. And the fourth right mentioned is recitation. An unfortunate reality of our society is that we do not recite the Quran. There are even countless people who know how to recite Quran. There are huffaz who have done hifz, they've learned Quran by heart. But they only open Quran in Ramadan, sadly. It should not be the case. We have been encouraged to recite the Holy Quran morning and evening, day and night. Reciting the Holy Quran is a superior act of worship. One receives the reward of 10 deeds for reciting one letter of the Quran. Mercy descends when the Quran is recited. The angels give shade with their wings and tranquility descends. The angels make dua of mercy until evening for the one who finishes the Quran in the morning and until the morning for the one who completes it in the evening. On the day of judgment, the Quran shall intercede for those who recited it. The reciter of Quran will ascend through the ranks of paradise while reciting the Quran. We keep on stepping up. Whoever stands for Salah and recites the Quran, he shall receive 100 good deeds for every letter he recites. Whoever sits in Salah and recites the Quran will receive 50 good deeds. Outside of Salah, the one who recites the Quran in the state of wudu will receive 25 good deeds. And whoever recites it without wudu will receive 10 good deeds. The reciter of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. The reciter of the Quran is the distinguished servant of Allah. The one who recites the Quran will remain safeguarded from divine punishment. Though the blessings of the reciting the Quran, a person advances and attains ranks. There are countless blessings and rewards of reciting the Holy Quran. Despite of all this, people still do not recite it. Try your absolute best to include recitation of the Quran in your lives, in your daily routine. This month of Ramadan, practice. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, we get more tendency to words the recitation of the Holy Quran. But we should not restrict it to Ramadan alone or the few early days of Ramadan alone. But whole year, we should gain the blessings mentioned. As far as fifth and sixth rites of the Holy Quran are concerned, they are to do with understanding of it. And after having understanding, convey it to the others. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of countless qualities of the Holy Quran. In explaining one of these qualities, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayk. The Quran is a proof. It will either become proof for you or against you. Respectables, today we learned about the rights of Quran. We should respect it, we should honor it, we should believe in it, we should understand it, we should act upon. We should adopt our akhlaq, our conduct according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. We should live our life as the teachings of the Holy Quran. We should recite and understand it. We should spread its message. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Dawat Islami is serving Quran across the globe. We've got madaris, we've got jami'at where Quran is taught. Alhamdulillah, huffaz are being produced. Ulama, scholars who understand Quran, who've got faham of Quran, and they spread the knowledge of Quran. They are being produced in our institutions. Quran is being taught. Tens of thousands, alhamdulillah, they have studied Quran. And they are studying Quran. And many, many, many of them, alhamdulillah, they are understanding and implementing. They're getting the faham of Quran, they're understanding Quran. And they have transformed themselves, their lives through the guidance of Quran. They've made Quran their imam. Be part of Dawat Islam. Send your kids to the institutions of Dawat Islam. Through any way, form or shape, you can support this service to Quran via Dawat Islam. You can do through your donations, through physically, by sending your kids or being part of this beautiful organization, inshallah, by watching Madani channel. In any way, form or shape, you can be part of Dawat Islami. In this great cause, noble cause, towards the service of Quran. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic next time. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan boxes closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.